السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to the Thriving Muslima series brought to you by ICNA Sisters. Today's episode is Thriving Muslima Family Edition. Did you know that whale sharks eat mainly plankton and algae? The largest fish in the sea depends on the smallest of creatures for its survival. Subhanallah, the biggest and the smallest creatures truly have to be in harmony and have the perfect balance for the entire ocean ecosystem to thrive. What does that have to do with us? Sometimes we feel like the whale sharks dealing with some pesky planktons. And sometimes we may be the planktons with some whale sharks destroying our peace. Relatives, spouses, parents, children, in-laws, whichever way we slice it, we are part of a close-knit ecosystem, and in order for us to thrive, the rest of the ecosystem needs to thrive as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran frequently to honor family ties. And we know from studies that children do better as adults when they grow up in happy and supportive households, which means parents have to be in harmony. And this harmony between couples can be heavily impacted at times by those around them. Relatives. So it's all interconnected, and each link of the chain carries its own importance. And all these relationships boil down to one common denominator: you. So we will discuss what we as Muslim women can do to reach our potential and thrive in our various roles as daughters, mothers, wives, and so much more. Now, we have already discussed that a thriving Muslima knows who she is, knows her purpose, and she is balanced in her approach to life. So naturally, when she approaches her various relationships, she is grounded in faith and understands that she is in control of her emotions and her actions. It's not easy though. So here are a few pointers to make it more manageable. One, cultivate positivity. Have positive assumptions. Prophet ﷺ said, to harbor good thoughts is a part of well-conducted worship. And that's an Abu Dawud hadith. Whether it's about people or your circumstances, cultivating positivity makes the situations bearable. There is a difference between positive assumptions and toxic positivity. Positive assumption is understanding that your husband forgot to pick up some milk on his way home due to his hectic workday, and then rectifying the situation by sending him a text or a voice message next time. Toxic positivity, on the other hand, is ignoring his continuous neglect of your needs, hoping that somehow the situation will fix itself. So have positive assumptions and continue to be proactive. Secondly, focus on strengths while balancing out the weaknesses. You know, there are countless examples from the prophetic life where we see how Prophet ﷺ gave people opportunities to enhance their strengths, which helped the individuals develop and flourish. And this is exactly what we need to do with people in our lives. Instead of butting heads with your strong-headed child who loves to do things on her own, give her the tasks that require such skills. Perhaps she can be in charge of planning the itinerary when you go on a trip. If you know a family member will have suggestions for your party decor, have her be part of the decorating process. All of us bring something to the table, and the thriving individuals incorporate all of these strengths for the benefit of everyone involved. And lastly, connect with resolution. No matter which relationship we look at, conflicts arise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran to make peace with justice and fairness. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam modeled this for us so beautifully. You know, he listened, like really listened, giving people a chance to express themselves and with empathy. And he came up with creative and fair compromises that left everyone with something positive, a win-win situation. We saw this when Kaaba was being rebuilt and tribes began disagreeing on the placement of the sacred black stone. With the Prophet's resolution, each tribe was able to take part in the placement and everyone was satisfied. Now you may be wondering, well, all this sounds great, but how can I pull this off? Remember the whale shark? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful, regulating the smallest and the largest of the creatures. Why would he leave us in limbo? Have positive assumption of Allah. Make the intention to be your best, and Allah will make the way. He placed us in this world not to just eke out an existence. He placed us here to thrive. May Allah help us to be the striving and thriving Muslims that we are meant to be. Ameen. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.